今天的这篇信息
Today's message
要在40分、45分钟里面把我翻译讲完是有很大的难度。
To be able to finish in 40 to 45 minutes, including translation, it's going to be very difficult.
可以说这个题目也是很大。
This is a very big topic also.
那我尽量的把它精简。
I try to simplify this as much as possible.
我们的弟兄从来没有配搭过，他要翻译我的东西，有的时候也有难度。
We never worked together before, the translator, so please take it easy on him.
用祷告的心来一起敬拜领受神的话。
So let's do it in prayer together.
假如你的朋友知道你是基督徒，
If your friend know you're a Christian,
请把那个灯稍微dim一下，太亮了，刺到我的眼睛。
Can you dim the lights a little bit? It's a little bit.
再小一点。
A little bit more.
我已经很老了，你们看不清楚我也没关系。
I'm old, so if you can't see me, that's fine.
假如有人知道你是基督徒，
If someone knows you're a Christian,
他问你一个问题，
He asks you one question.
基督教是什么？
What is Christianity?
请问你能够很圆满地回答他的问题吗？
Can you answer him?
假如又有人问你，
If somebody asks you,
基督教也是其中一个宗教。
Christianity is it a religion?
世界上有很多不同的宗教。
There are many religions in the world.
都是一样的。
They're all the same.
条条大路通罗马。
All roads lead to Rome.
那你怎么样回答他说基督教不是宗教？
How do you answer him that Christianity is not a religion?
所以今天跟各位讲的这个题目是对我们每一个基督徒是非常重要的。
So today's topic message is very important for all the Christians.
我们必须对我们所信的非常的清楚了解肯定。
We must clearly understand and know what we believe.
圣经里面没有基督教这三个字。
In the Bible there is no Christianity.
但是圣经里面有基督的教会。
But there is a church of Jesus Christ.
当我们提到基督教的时候，是只做对基督整个信仰的内容和活动。
So we talk about the whole message of Jesus Christ and all the activities associated with it.
所以没有基督的基督教不是基督教。
So Christianity without Jesus Christ does not exist.
有四方面的人对基督教有误解，带来成见。
There's many misunderstanding about Christianity.
可以在那个 PowerPoint 里面放出来。
So it's shown on the PowerPoint.
有人说基督教是洋教。
Some people say Christianity is a Western religion.
特别是我们东方人，亚洲中国人。
Especially for Chinese people.
为什么会说基督教是洋教呢？
Why do we say Christianity is a Western religion?
因为西方的洋人都是信基督教的。
Because all the Westerners believe in Christianity.
早期所派出去的宣教士都是从西方国家、洋人的国家派到亚洲世界各地宣教。
So all the early missionaries all came from Western world.
所以基督教是金头发、蓝眼睛、高鼻子的人所相信的。
So Christianity is religion believed by people with blonde hair and blue eyes.
不是我们亚洲人所信的。
Not for Asians.
那是错误的。
This is a mistake.
那是不了解基督教的内容。
This is a misunderstanding of the Christian content.
因为耶稣基督不是出生在西方。
Because Jesus Christ was not born in the West.
耶稣不是出生在北方、南方。
He wasn't born in the North or the South.
耶稣也不是出生在东方。
He wasn't born in the East either.
耶稣出生在中东。
He was born in the Middle East.
地球的中心。
The middle of the earth.
神差他耶稣来要成为全地球上人类的救主。
The Father sent him to be the Savior for the whole world.
有人说基督教不过是从事一些社交活动的团体。
Some people think Christianity is just a social gathering.
信耶稣的人有男女老幼。
There is old young people in the church.
有儿童的聚会。
There is children's
fellowship
for the youth.
有青年的聚会。
For young adults.
有中年的聚会。
For middle-aged people.
有长青老人的聚会。
For people who are retired.
那么各种的聚会里边，他们都在搞活动。
They always have activities going on.
要么教插花。
Teaching about
教画画。
Decorating flowers, drawing.
教一些的跳舞。
Dance.
学中文。
Learning Chinese.
拉二胡。
Play Chinese instrument.
就是搞活动。
A lot of activities.
跟外面的社交团体没什么两样。
There's no difference between other social activities.
那也是对基督教的误解。
That's also a misunderstanding about Christianity.
因为基督教的内容不止于这些。
Because Christianity is not only these activities.
也有人说基督教是一个慈善福利机构。
And some people say Christianity is a charity organization.
没错，基督教做很多慈善工作。
Yes, Christians do a lot of charitable work.
办幼儿园。
Orphanages.
小学。
Elementary school.
初中。
Junior high.
高中。
High school.
大学。
Universities.
研究院。
Graduate school.
孤儿院。
Orphanage.
老人院。
Retirement homes.
麻风院。
Leper colonies.
神经院。
psychiatric wards.
什么院都有啊，就是按摩院没有。
Everything except the massage parlors.
基督教做很多的慈善工作，没错。
So Christians do a lot of charity work.
但是这个不过是我们基督教信仰结果的一部分而已。
But it's only a part of, as a result of the fruit of the Christian spirit.
也有人说基督教是宗教。
And some people say Christianity is a religion.
全世界有千百万种的宗教。
There are so many religions in the world.
基督教不过是宗教里边的一个。
Christianity is only one of those religions.
所有的宗教都是一样的。
All the religions are the same.
都是劝人为善。
To want people to do good.
条条大路通罗马。
All the roads lead to Rome.
信什么拜什么，最终都是到同一个好地方。
No matter what you do, it's all ends in the same good place.
不管那个地方是天堂，是乐园，是极乐世界，是涅槃。
Whether it's heaven or nirvana or any other good place.
都是同一个地方。
It's all the same place.
既然宗教信仰都是一样的。
If all the religions are the same.
那就没有必要改换我的信仰去信另外一个信仰。
There's no need for me to change what I believe.
带来很多不必要的麻烦。
And when I don't have to.A lot of needless trouble.
家人的反对，朋友的嘲笑。
People laughing at me, family opposing me.
甚至连生命都要被人伤害。
And even lose my life.
那又何苦呢？
Why do I need to do this?
宗教都是一样嘛。
All the religions are the same.
那是误解。
That's a misunderstanding.
但是基督教有成见。
That's bias against Christianity.
除非我们给宗教所下的定义很正确。
Unless we understand Christianity and the definition of it.
否则的话，不能涵盖基督教。
Otherwise, we do not understand what Christianity is.
宗教的定义很多。
There's many definition of religion.
其中一条定义。
One definition.
可以包括所有的定义。
可以encompass, would define all the religions.
那就是有所宗以为教者也。有一个宗旨，宗旨就是一个目标，一个宗旨。
There's a same purpose.
就以这个宗旨，这个宗旨也可以说是经典。
The main point of religions.
以这个经典教义来施教，这个叫宗教。
From the main point to spread out.
有所宗就是有一个宗旨，有个政策，有个经典。以这个宗旨来进行教导，这个叫宗教。
So there's a main point, and from that they evolve teachings from this main point.
所以宗教是以人为本。
So it's focused upon humans.
是人用自己的理性知识学识。
People use logic, reasoning, thinking.
写下很高超的宗旨经典。
To come up with a philosophy.
然后靠人自己的力量要去完成这个理想。
And to achieve the ideal through human effort.
所以宗教是注重教导。
So religion focuses upon teaching.
没有生命。
No life.
没有救赎。
No salvation.
没有能力。
No power.
他告诉你什么是对，什么是好，什么是不好，但是没有能力叫你去做好，没有能力叫你去不做好，不做坏。
Teach you what is right and wrong, but it doesn't give you the power to be able to do it.
这就是宗教的定义。
This is a definition of religion.
但是基督教不是这样。
But Christianity is not this.
到底基督教是什么呢？
So what is Christianity?
基督教有三方面是别的宗教所没有的。
There are three aspects about Christianity that's different from all the other religions.
一，基督教是一个启示。
First, Christianity is a revelation.
没有神的启示
Without revelation from God,
人类不可能认识神
Human being cannot understand about God.
人类的知识、理性、学识都是有限
Because people's understanding are limited.
我们没有办法凭我们有限的知识跟扭歪的良知来认识这位神
We cannot comprehend what God is through our own understanding.
神是神，人是人。
God is God and a man is man.
神是灵，是无限的，是充满万有的。
God is spirit and infinite.
我们人是活在是有形体物质的世界里边。
But human beings live in a material world.
所以人要凭自己的力量是不可能认识神的。
So human beings cannot understand about God through this created world.
打个比方来说。
For example.
你我跟你们呢都不相识哈，假定完全不认识的。
If you and I do not know each other at all.
我今天来到你们中间。
If I come to you.
我站在这里。
I stand here.
50分钟。
For 50 minutes.
我不说话，完全不说话，站在这里。
I just stand here. I don't talk for 50 minutes.
请问你们能够认识我吗
？Can you know anything about me?
能不能
？Can you?
能吗？不能。
No.
不能还是能？能还是不能
？Yes or no?
No. 有能也有不能。
Yes or no?
你能认识我？非常的有限。
What you can find out about me is very limited.
非常的皮毛。
Very tiny.
Very little. 所以很多方面你不可能认识我。
So you cannot really know me.
你怎么认识我？皮毛的认识我，根据你的眼睛看我。
Only thing you can learn about me is through what you see about me.
根据你的头脑想我。
From your brain you can think about what I might be.
你怎么想？
What can you think about?
你怎么想都想不出我的名字，对不对？
There's no way you can know what my name is.
对不对？中文字很多多的不得了，英文字也很多，你不可能想出我的名字。
There's no way you can know what my name is.
你可以乱猜。
You could guess.
对不对？那你就会猜错我的名了。
But you'll guess wrong.
就像今天很多人找神就找错神的名字了。
So that's why many people seek God but they can't find God and His name.
那你能够猜？猜出我有多高吗？
看我
有多高吗
？Can you guess how tall I am？
那你当然可以从零寸一直到六尺，其中一定有一个是我的高度的。
So you could guess under, you know, from any.
但是你要很准确的就不可能了。
But if you want to really know exactly what my height is, you don't know.
零寸还要几分，还要几毫，那个你就不可能了。
How many feet? How many inches?
那我哪？出生的你们知道吗
？What year was I born? Can you know?
哦，你就猜猜嘛，这个老头子大概今年有八十几岁了吧
？Could guess probably maybe over 80 years old.
你总是乱猜，但是有可能猜到的比例很低。
You can guess, but you're probably not going to be correct.
那其他的更不必说了。
So all the other things you can't even guess.
所以凭你们的知识、头脑、眼见，你们是不可能认识我的。
So from your limited interaction with me, you can't know me at all.
很多的认识是错误的。
A lot of understanding is mistaken.
那你们要怎么才能够认识我呢
？So how can you know me?
我告诉你
I tell you.
我把我自己告诉你
I tell myself to you.
所以启示就是神要把他自己告诉我们世界上的人
So revelation is God telling us who he is.
我们这位创造主也创造我们人的神是愿意我们世人认识他透过三方面
Our God who created this world and created us want us to know him.
第一方面
First.
是自然的启示。
He reveals himself through nature. the creation.
自然的启示, 我们看见宇宙万有飞禽走兽花草树木,
we see all the created things in this world.
我们知道一定有一个创造主,
there must be a creator of all this.
我们看到这一栋的礼拜堂,
we see this church.
我们知道一定有一个工程师把它建造出来的,
there must be an engineer who built this place.
这栋房子不可能是自然而有的演变而来的,
this house cannot have came out of nothing.
一定有个工程师把它建造出来的,
there must be an engineer who designed this.
但这个工程师一定不是这栋房子礼拜堂的任何一部分,
but this engineer is not part of this building.
这个工程师一定是在这栋房子以外,
he is beyond this church.
所以保罗说, 自从造天地以来,
so Paul says since the creation,
神的永能和神性是明明可知的,
God's eternity and nature is can be seen clearly.
所以是眼不能见,
even though you cannot see him,
但这个所造之物就可以晓得, 叫人无可追违,
but from his creation we know that he exists.
这是伟大的哲学家保罗在罗马书第一章20节里面所做的见证,
so this is what Paul says in Romans 1.
所以我们看到大自然, 我们就知道神透过大自然启示他的存在, 告诉我们,
so from the nature we know that God is the creator.
这个自然的启示也是一个普遍的启示,
so this revelation through nature is called general revelation.
只要你是人,
if you're a human
不管你活在哪一个年代,
no matter what epoch you lived in,
你都可以透过观察大自然知道神的存在,
you could through observing a nation knows that God exists.
好比孔子,
it's like Confucius.
孔子是中古世纪的老哲学家,
he was a philosopher in China.
那个时候他是生在耶稣基督降生之前, 生在圣经被写完之前, 不过呢, 透过他的理性知识, 在宇宙中间去寻找宇宙的本因,
even though he was born before the Bible was written, before Christ, he observed through the nature that,
所以他就找他的书里面写说, 祸罪于天无所导也, 得罪了天你就不能祷告了,
oh, if you sin against heaven, then you can't pray.
所以孔子的天就是他的神,
so the heaven is his God. For Confucius,
他没有办法透过神给他的启示, 因为他生在耶稣降生之前, 跟这个圣经启示 写完之前,
so you could not understand more about God because he didn't have the revelation from God,
他找啊找啊找啊找啊,
so he thought that the heaven was God,
the origin,
and Laozi also.
孔子曾经请教过老子,
Confucius sought advice from Laozi.
老子说有物混成, 有一个东西, 怎么混出来的不知道, 有混成,
oh, but something came from nothing. Okay.
先天地而生, 没有天地以前他已经存在了,
before heaven and earth, the creator existed already.
独立而不改的, 不会改变的,
he was independent and he is unchanging.
周行而不逮, 是一直在那里运行, 没有停止的,
He's omnipresent and he has been around everything.
可以为天下母, 天下的第一, 天下的开始就是他,
he's the origin of the creation.
我不知道他的名,
I don't know his name.
可以叫大, 大, 很大的大,
could be big.
可以, 也可以叫道,
call him Tao.
所以就老子的天道就是老子的天道,
okay, so for him, for Laozi, God is Tao.
老子呢又说道可道, 非常道就不平常的道,
it's Laozi also said it's a very extraordinary Tao, very very different.
所以老子也很聪明, 孔子也聪明, 他们这些人就是观察宇宙的万象, 所以他们说有一个神存在, 这个神就是天, 这个神就是天道.
So Laozi and Confucius, they both through the observation of nature pointed out to God the creator, but without further revelation they could not understand fully who God was.
那么西方的哲学家像苏格拉底,
And the Western philosopher like Socrates, and they were very smart, they also sought.
所以苏格拉底说，概念是宇宙的本因。
So Socrates said,
concept.
The concept is God, right?
所以他寻找说，他的 concept 就是他的神，一切都是从 concept 里面出来的。
So everything comes from a concept. So he believed God was the concept.
柏拉图苏格拉底的学生，柏拉图他说，理念是产生万有的。
So Plato was a student of Socrates, and he said,
理念就是理念 ，reasonal.
Reason is a source of.
然后，柏拉图的学生阿里士多德说：“不被推动的推动还是宇宙的本因。”
So Aristotle, who is the disciple of Plato, he said the immovable object beyond the source of everything.
推动产生万有，推动万有，它本身不被产生，也不被推动的，那个就是神。
The immutable source that created everything is God.
还有很多西方的哲学家，他们观察的结果说，无限是神无限。
And a lot of Western philosophers said infinity is God.
有些说是水，有些说是空气。
Some people say it's the air or the water is God.
有些说是火。
Some people say it's the fire.
这些人都是凭自己的理性去寻找的，所以都不对了。
So all these people use their reasoning to try to find God, so they were mistaken.
所以没有神的启示，他们不可能认识神。
So without God's revelation, they cannot know God.
但是这些人有个共同点。
But they had a common point.
他们都知道宇宙中间有神。
They know that there is God beyond this universe.
但是智人的启示只能告诉我们有神。
But only the nature can only reveal that God exists.
但这个神是怎么样的，人就不知道了。
But what is this God like? Nobody knows.
这栋房子告诉我们一个工程师，但这工程师是谁，是怎么样的，你不知道。
So this church reveals that there is a designer, but we don't know who the designer is.
所以智人的启示是不够的。
So the general revelation through nature is not enough.
神给人有第二个启示。
God gave us a second revelation.
第二个启示就是圣经。
The second revelation is the Bible.
圣经用了将近1600年才写成的。
This book was written over 1600 years.
圣经到现在3600多年，原文一个字都不能改，都不会改。
So over 3600 years has not changed.
那圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经不是神话。
It's not mythology.
只差一个字而已哦，就完全不一样的意思哦。
One word difference is totally different meaning in Chinese.
圣经是这一位神创造主。
The Bible came from the Creator God.
是进入人类的文化。
He entered into the human history and culture.
借着人类的文字。
And used the language of people.
把他自己启示叫人写下来。
To reveal himself to people.
清清楚楚的。告诉人他是怎么样的一位神。
Clearly tells people who he is and what he's like.
怎么知道圣经是神的话？
How do we know the Bible is God's word?
我只能简单说两个原因。
I give you two simple reasons.
第一个原因，这一本书如果是神的话，一定是神自己在里面说话。
If this is the word of God, it is his word.
人写的叫做人记，人的笔记。
What people write are just writings.
就是人的杰作，人的作品啊。但是
圣经
是神的作品，是神在里面说话。
But the Bible is God speaking through these words.
你查考圣经有2500多次，神说，耶和华说，主说。
Over 2,500 times in the Bible, there's words saying God said or Jehovah said.
你读完圣经，你就知道圣经绝对不可能是人的作品。
If you read through the whole Bible, you know that it could not have been done, written by people only.
是神在说话，神在行事的记载。
It's a testimony of God speaking and God doing miraculous things.
只有圣经是神在里面说话，自己在说话。
Only in the Bible does it say God said.
第二个原因，圣经是神的话，就是圣经有很高超的道德水准。
Second reason for this being God's revelation is that it has high morality.
因为人被造是按照神的道德属性所造的。
Because we're created in God's image.
所以人被造之后，人要向神跟向人负起道德的责任。
So we have a moral responsibility towards God and other people.
所以神且赐下圣经给所有跟随他的人有很高超的道德标准。
So God had a very high standard for people who are following him.
符合神的要求。
To satisfy God.
圣经里面说恨人就等于杀人。
The Bible says if you hate somebody, you pretty much have killed him already.
这个标准很高哦。
Very high standard.
我们恨过人没有？
Have you hated somebody?
你恨在心里面没有人知道的。
You hate in your heart, nobody knows about it.
但是圣经神说你恨人就是等于杀人。
But God said if you hate somebody, you already killed somebody.
这个是国家世界的国家法律没有办法定出来的。
This is in none of the laws of all the countries.
它定了出来也不能执行的。
If they have this law, they can't.
因为人很有本事的，可以当面哈哈笑，背后当鬼叫。
Because people could be laughing with you, but then they have knife behind you.
他可以笑中藏刀，你也不知道的，笑中藏刀。
So they could be trying to get you behind your back, you don't even know it.
但是神写下了，神可以执行的。
But what God writes down, He will do.
圣经里面主说，我们贪心就是等于偷窃。
If we lust after something, we already stole.
我还没偷你的东西，没有动手，不过我心里面在动了。
I haven't stole anything physically from you, but if
I want your stuff, 没有办法写下这一条的。
So none of the laws in the world has this written down as a law.
但神知道。
But God knows.
你在贪心，贪心就等于偷窃。
贪心 if
等于偷窃，贪心。
If covetousness equals stealing.
好，耶稣基督说。如果男人看见女人动了淫念不好的思想，就已经跟他犯奸淫了。
If a man looks a woman with lust, he already has committed adultery
with her. 这么高的道德标准。
This is the standard that God has set.
外面的警察国家没有办法执行，没有办法定下来的，但神定下来。
All the laws in the world does not have this, but God set this law already.
要爱你的仇。
Enemies.
要爱人舍己。
To love others as yourself.
要为逼迫你的人祷告。
To pray for those who persecute you.
为他们祝福。
To bless those people.
啊，这是很高超的道德标准。
This is a high moral standard.
圣经里面告诉我们，神有两个属性。
God tells the revelation in the Bible tells God has two attributes.
让我们知道这位神是怎么样的一位神。
Let us understand what God is like.
第一个属性是
the first attribute.
自然绝对不可传敌的属性。
This is an unchanging internal attribute of God.
这个包括神是自有拥有。自有拥有。
He's eternal.
无始无终。
Eternal.Always existing, no, without beginning and end.
无所不能。
He's omnipotent.
无所不知。
Omnipresent.
无所不在。
Omniscient.
独一的。
The only one.
永恒的。
Eternal.
不变的。
Unchanging.
绝对的。
And the absolute.
神是这个属性是神自己有永远有的。
These attributes God possesses.
他所创造的人跟天使都没有这个属性。
His creation, the angels and human beings, don't have these attributes.
神麻烦，我们也麻烦。
If they do have these, then trouble for both God and us.
神无所不知。
God knows everything.
他知道我们每一个人都无所不知，你说好不好？
If everybody knows everything, do you think that's good or bad?
那就没有私隐了。你脑袋想什么，心里想什么，口袋有多少钱，我全部知道。
There's no privacy whatsoever if that's the case.
神没有按这个属性造人。
God did not create human beings to be like this.
所以神有自然绝对的属性是他自己有的。
So there's only special attributes about God he has, no one else has.
第二个属性。
Second attribute.
相对道德的属性。
The comparative morality.
是可以传递的。
Those attributes can be transmitted.
圣经告诉我们神是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
神是公义的。
He is He is just.
神是圣洁的。
He is holy.
神是信实的。
And he is faithful.
神是忌邪的。
And he hates sin.
所以这些是属于他神的完美的道德属性。
And these are moral attributes of God.
我们人被造是按这个属性造的。
We were created with these attributes.
所以神是爱，我们也有爱。
So God loves us, and we also have love.
圣洁的，神也告诉我们，我们不可以随便犯罪，不可以随便打人。
So God is holy, and we should be holy.
神是信实的，但也我们要守信用。
God is faithful, so we should be faithful.
神是公义的，我们也晓得什么是公平公正。
So He is righteous and just, and we should be the same.
但是当人犯罪以后
，But after a human being's sin,
罪进入人的生命里面就玷污。破坏了人完美的道德属性。
The sin spoiled everything about the human beings.
但是神可以再一次把他这个属性传递给我们。
But God can reveal these attributes to us.
透过耶稣基督来拯救我们，把他的生命再次传递给我们。
Through Jesus Christ to give us a new life and to give these attributes back to us.
所以圣经是神的启示，告诉我们他是怎么样的一位神。
So the Bible is revelation from God telling us who He is like.
不过圣经也不过是真理，是理论。
But the Bible is a theory.
不够实际。
It's not practical enough.
所以需要更具体的第三个启示。
So needs another third revelation from God.
那就是希伯来书第一章第一到第三节。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 through 3.
神在古时候借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
Hebrews, the God revealed Himself.
大嘴巴先。就在这末世。
In the end times.
借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Oh, through His Son to reveal to us.
所以这个晓谕呢，晓谕就是启示。
And so He's revealing through His Son.
然后下面说他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
So He's the radiance of God's glory.
是神本体的真相。
And the nature of God.
耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉。
So, Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
是神本体的真相。
And His nature.
哥罗西书第二章第九节说。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
神本性。
God's nature.
他本性的一切。都在完完全全的在基督里面显明出来。
Everything about him is revealed through Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
In John 1:18.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has seen God.
只在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But the Son has revealed God.
约翰福音十四章。
John 1:14.
第七节和第九节。
In verse 7 and 9.
门徒对主说：“主啊，求主将父显给我们看。”
The disciples wanted to see the Father.
我们就满足了。
Then we'll be happy.
耶稣回答门徒说：“你们看见我就是看见父，你们认识我就是认识父。”
So Jesus told the disciples.You've seen me, you've seen the Father.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世界上，道成肉身，把神的两个属性完全的表彰出来。
So Jesus came in the flesh to reveal God's attributes fully to us.
他是神本体的真相。
That He is by nature God.
我们认识圣经四福音里面的耶稣基督怎么样，我们的神就是怎么样。
However Jesus is, that's how God is.
是更具体的把他两个属性给活出来。
So the nature of God and His attributes are revealed fully through Jesus Christ.
所以基督教是一个启示。
So Christianity is a revelation.
自然的启示，圣经的启示，基督的启示。
Revelation through nature, through the Bible, and through Jesus Christ.
第二，基督教是一个救赎。
And thirdly, Christianity is redemption.
所宗教的领袖
，all the religions of the world and their leaders，
他们来到这个世界上都在寻道
，they're all seeking the way，
寻找生命
，to seek life。
但是耶稣基督说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。
”But Jesus said, "I am the life and the truth and the life."
世界上所有的宗教的领袖
all the leaders of the world's religions.
最多充其量也不过是教主。
They're all just leaders of their religion.
那不可能是救主。
They were not a savior.
教主跟救主是不一样的。
A leader and savior are different.
所以广东话的话，教主跟救主呢，这两个音很难读的。
So in Cantonese, those two words are very hard to read.
如果我们中间有广东人，今天我们也有一些广东堂的弟兄姐妹，很难念的，高举高举，那到底是什么？
In Cantonese, it sounds the same. But
差不多一样的，不是完全。It's not really the same.
It's close, pretty close. Okay.
教主呢是高举，是比较平的音，高举。
Yeah, I think I'll skip this one.
Okay. 那么救主呢是不一样，救主呢下面音要重一点，后面是有个勾的，高举，勾把它勾起来嘛，救起来嘛，对不对
？Okay, the Savior has a more emphasis on it.
Yeah, 所以一般世界上的宗教领袖最多只能够做教主。
So most of the religious leaders are just leaders. They can't save.
耶稣基督来是做救主。
But Jesus came to be Savior.
耶稣来到这个世界上，他有两个使命要完成。
He had two missions in this when he came.
一，他要做神跟人中间的中保。
He's going to be the mediator between God and man.
加拉太书第三章二十节里面说。
In Galatians it says.
中保是两方面做的。
Mediator is between two parties.
必须要被两方面承认跟接受。
They must be accepted by both parties.
你才有资格做中保。
Then they can become a mediator between the two.
耶稣基督来要做人跟神之间的中保。
He is going to be the mediator between God and human beings.
因为世界上没有一个人有资格来做神跟人中间的中保。
Because no one is qualified to be a mediator.
人犯罪得罪了神。
Because people have sinned against God.
远离了神。
They've been separated from God.
所以中保要怎么样使我们跟神和好？
So how do mediators bring God and human beings back together?
让神来赦罪。
That the sins could be redeemed and.
人间找不到中保。
There's no mediator in this world.
今天全世界有75亿的人，活的人。
There are over 7.5 billion people in the world.
死掉的人，我们假定他是25亿。
There's 2.5 billion dead people already.
把它加起来，活人死人100亿。
So there's probably over 10 billion people dead and alive.
从100亿的活人死人里面去推举一个代表人来跟神讲和。
You cannot find one person that could be mediator between God and man.
活人跟死人中间找不到。
You can't find among the dead and the living.
如果你找，你要推举哪一个世人来代表人类跟神谈和
？Yeah, who can you pick among the dead and living and all the human beings in history to be mediator between God and man?
如果你问我的话
，If you ask me,
我会推荐孔子。
I might recommend Confucius.
你读过孔子的书的话，你就了解在孔子的这个伟大的哲学家。
If you read Confucius, you know he's a great philosopher.
好了，假定你们派我做代表把孔子请出来。
If you ask me to ask Confucius to be our representative,
我就去把那个中古世纪的那个老孔子把他请出来。
Okay, I'm going to bring him back to life to represent us.
孔子来到我们中间，他可能站在这里对大家说。
So Confucius, if he's standing here today, he might say,
人非圣贤，孰能无过？假我十年，没有大过，还有小错。
No, I've made myself so I've don't commit major faux pas, but I still have small faults.
他说人不是圣贤呢，怎么会没有过失呢？
People are not saints. They can't be without fault.
你再给我十年来学习的话，没有大过，还是会有小错的。
If you give me 10 years to learn, I could eliminate the big bad stuff, but I still have small faults.
在人间，像这样很了不起的孔子，都承认自己是有过失的罪人。
Even such amazing person as Confucius admits that he has problems.
所以在人间找不到一个人可以代表人站在神的面前。
So there's no human being can actually be a mediator between God and man.
更没有办法找到一个人可以代表神的。
And there's no one could represent the side of God.
所以神才要在人所有的世人罪人以外预备一个方法。
So God has to prepare another way.
差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
Send his son into this world.
借着圣灵的感孕而生出来的。
And born through the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣基督的肉身是完全圣洁完全无罪的。
So his as a person he's totally sinless.
我们每一个世人包括孔子出生到这个世界上都是带着罪性来到世界的。
All other human beings in the world aside were born with sin, sinful nature.
要用另外一个方法就是让耶稣无罪来到这个世界上。
So God has to use a different way so that Jesus could come as sinless.
他有无罪的人性，他可以代表人。
So he could represent human because he's sinless.
他是神的儿子，他有神性，所以可以代表神。
He is the second of the triune God, so he is God also.
所以在提摩太前书第二章第四到第六节里面说。
So in Timothy it says,
在神和人中间只有一位中保。
There's only one mediator between God and man.
就是降世为人的。 基督耶稣,
it's the one who came, Jesus Christ.
He
gave himself for all human beings.
所以耶稣基督来, 使人跟神和好, 得到神的赦罪。
So he came so that people's sins could be forgiven, redeemed.
第二个使命耶稣要完成的,
so the second mission for Jesus,
他要做人类的救主,
he's going to be the savior of He saved us from our sins.
The
Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. The person who died for us has to be
sinless.
So he, the sinless takes place of people who are sinful.
是义的代替不义的,
so the righteous replace those who are not righteous. So the sinless die for the sinful.
希伯来书第二章第九节说,
the Hebrews chapter 2 says,
他就是耶稣为我们人人成死为,
so he died for us.
第二章第四十五节说,
in Hebrews also,
儿女既有血肉之体, 而你就是人类既有血肉之体,
we have a flesh.
他也亲自成了血肉之体,
he also came in the flesh.
他要借着死,
through his death,
败坏了掌死权的就是魔鬼,
and to defeat Satan.
并要释放那一生因怕死而为奴仆的人,
those who are under the curse of sin and death.
所以耶稣基督以他无罪的人性替我们受罪的刑罚而死。
So he died for our sins as a sinless person.
以赛亚书53章,
Isaiah 53 says,
第五第六节,
in verse 5 and 6,
那是他为我们的过犯受害,
he was hurt for our transgressions,
为我们的罪孽压伤,
he was wounded for our sins,
因他受的刑罚使我们得平安,
because of his he paid the price of live away at peace,
因他的鞭伤使我们得医治,
from his the whippings he received, we have received healing. We are all lost, going our own ways. And we walk, we do our own thing. But God put all the sins of the world upon Jesus Christ. So God took care of our sin problem, our death problem. So through his death saved us.
然后他有神性从死里复活,
and then through his the nature of God he was resurrected.
罗马书4章25节,
so in Romans chapter 4,
使我们称义得生命,
so we'll be called righteous.
所以耶稣基督来,
so Jesus came,
中保, 他是我们的救主,
he's a mediator and he's our savior.
彼得说除他以外别无拯救,
so Peter said, there's no other name under heaven by which we may be saved.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名,
there's no other name under heaven by which we may be saved.
第三点,
the third point,
基督教不是宗教,
Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship.
所以你们要用英文来记哦，是很容易记。
So if I remember this message in English, it's very easy.
Christianity is not a religion.
It's not a religion.
Christianity is a revelation, redemption, and relationship. 三个 R 很容易记。
Three R's.
所以第三个 R 就是跟神的关系。
So the third R is a relationship.
约翰福音第一章十二节。
In John 1:12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Whoever believes in him, he takes them to be sons and daughters.
我们认罪悔改，相信耶稣。
If we repent our sins and believe in Jesus Christ, so we become children of God. If God says, I give you the right to become a servant of mine, if we become a servant of God, it's a great position. If somebody asks you, where do you work? I say, I work in the White House.
做什么?
What do you do?
扫地。
Sweeping the floor.
你都觉得很荣耀，对不对？ Yes. 白宫扫地耶。
At least I'm sweeping in the White House.
人家问你说，你在哪里上班？你说我在天堂上班，天国里面上班。
If people ask you where you're going to be, you say, I'll be working in heaven.
那你在天堂做什么?
What do you do in heaven?
你说扫地，天堂不用你扫地的。
There's no need to sweep the floor in heaven.
所以我们如果做神的仆人已经是够好的。
So if we're a servant of God, it's a very high position.
耶稣没有说你们来信我，我给你们权柄做神的朋友。
God didn't say that if you become saved, that you become my friend.
那也是已经够好的地位了。
If you're a friend of God, that's also a very high position.
给我们权柄做神的儿女。
But God says we have actually become children of God. We could receive an inheritance. We could enjoy everything the Father has. This is the most intimate relationship. Through prayer and Bible reading, we can establish a close relationship with Him, to walk with Him. So, who are we as we? What's our relationship with God? Don't know.
我们的关系就弟兄姐妹。
What are our, we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
是神家里面的兄弟姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters in the same family.
这是很好的一个关系，很美的关系。
It's a beautiful relationship.
当我们跟神的关系正确了。
If our relationship with God is right.
我们跟世人的关系也是会正常的。
Our relationship with others would also get better.
我们就看每神所造的人。
So we see all, every human being who is created by God. We'll have a correct relationship with
them.
We care for them. We want to do things for them. If your relationship is good with God, your relationship with other people would also be good. If your relationship with God is not good, your relationship with other people would not be good. If our relationship with God is good,
we
then we have the correct attitude towards all the other creation, including other people.
We will
be thankful for everything we have. We'll be thankful.
We
won't cut a tree off for no reason. We won't set fire to burn a forest down. We know that God prepared all these things for us. It's good for us. We will not spoil the environment. We'll walk in a correct relationship. Our relationship with God, with other brothers and sisters, with other people, with the nature, would all be good.
最后基督教是什么?
So lastly, what is Christianity?
好消息。
What's Christianity? It's good news.
我们都知道圣诞节的时候经常小朋友要朗诵出来的路加第二章第八到十四节。
We know that the children during Christmas season will recite Luke chapter 2 verse 7 through 9.
Verse 8 to 14. Okay. 我把中文的讲完以后你能够翻译多少就翻多少。
Okay.
那个经文里面说在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人夜间按着更次看守羊群有主的使者站在他们旁边牧羊的人就甚惧怕那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主是主基督你们看这个婴孩包着布挂在马槽里那就是记号了忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说在至高之处荣耀归于神在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人
okay,
这是好消息
It's great news
耶稣的降生是大好的消息
the birth of Jesus is a great news
他要成为人类的救主
became a savior of the world
约翰福音三章十六节是不是好消息
in the,
John 3:16
isn't that good news
是不是好消息
Isn't that good news?
是不是神爱世人
God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
given his one and begotten son
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
for those who believe in him would receive life and not perish
这就是基督教
so this is Christianity
所以你们记得了没有如果有人再问你你会答吗
so if people ask you what is Christianity all about can you answer them now
基督教有三个有四个不
There are four aspects.
不是洋教。
Not a Western religion.
不是社交活动团体。
It's not a social gathering.
不是福利慈善机构。
It's not a charity organization.
不是宗教。
It's not a religion.
基督教有三个事。
There's three things about Christianity.
第一是基督是一个基督教是一个启示。
It's a revelation.
自然的启示。
A revelation from
圣经的启示。
Nature.Revelation from the Bible.
基督的启示
Revelation through Jesus.
基督教是一个救赎
Second, it's a redemption.
耶稣来要做我们的中保，要做我们的救主
Jesus came to be our mediator, to be our savior.
基督教是一个关系
And thirdly, Christianity is a relationship.
耶稣跟神建立父子天父跟儿女的关系
We have a relationship with the Heavenly Father.
跟弟兄姐妹是的关系，就是主内的家人的关系
And relationship with fellow brothers and sisters.
跟世人的关系也是正常的关系
And relationship with other people.
跟宇宙万有也有一个正确的关系
And we have a relationship with the created nature also.
这就是基督教
This is Christianity.
我们祷告
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天早晨让我们在敬拜中学习思想你的话。
Lord, we thank you that we can come to meditate upon your word.
We
understand the content of
Christianity.
Let us understand clearly.
不但能够持守我们的信仰,
to hold on to our faith.
更能够为我们的信仰做美好的见证,
and to be testimony to this faith.
帮助别人认识神, 认识主耶稣基督。
Let other people know about you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus we pray
Amen
Amen
谢谢你很辛苦